the High Court has begun hearing a dispute around insurance claims worth more than €2 billion for aircraft stuck in Russia after it invaded Ukraine. The Irish-based aviation companies are suing dozens of insurers around the world after more than 400 planes were unable to leave Russia due to Western sanctions. Our reporter Diane Connor was in court. Diane, this is a very unusual case. Tell us the background.
Well, certainly unusual in the physical scale of this case, of which we have never seen here before. There are almost 200 lawyers involved representing the various parties, and no existing commercial courtroom could actually fit that many people. So a special venue was set up where I am now in Phoenix House, which is very near the Four Courts complex. And there is a special courtroom in which I counted 15 tables, 14 with four lawyers on each, and then an overflow room for more lawyers and media. Now, leasers are suing dozens of international insurers after more than 400 planes were unable to leave Russia due to Western sanctions in response to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine that forced the termination of their leases. The case is being heard here because more than 60% of the world's leased aircraft are owned or managed here in Ireland. And the world's number two and three leasers, SMBC and Avalon, as well as Bock Aviation, CDB Aviation, Nordic Aviation Capital and Carlisle Aviation Partners are pursuing their claims here, while aircraft leaser Irish-based AerCap is pursuing its claims through the London's High Court.
OK, so tell us what's been happening today then.
So the case got underway at 11 this morning, and it started with Paul Gallagher, senior counsel, who's representing a number of the leasers. He began his opening arguments, and he said what happened following the invasion of Ukraine by Russia had the most catastrophic consequences for his clients. He said the Russian state made a very quick decision to retain the planes, which were of immense value, he said, and the majority actually still remain in Russia, where they have been detained for more than 2 years now. And Mr. Gallagher accused the insurer's defence for not paying out on the policies as being inconsistent and bewildering, he said. He said what is remarkable is that the insurers who issued the policies can't agree as to what the actual policies mean. Now, this case is expected to last for 6 months, and during that time, the insurers are expected to deny the all risks or war risks policies are engaged or that payouts are indeed due.
Dan Connor, thank you.